Hi, I'm Jacqueline Steele, and this is my podcast, Self-Worth. In it, we will explore what it means to come alive through the vehicle of self-worth. And within that vehicle of self-worth, we will talk about self-image, spirituality, style, surroundings, and so much more. In the words of my favorite author, Paulo Coelho, all you have to do is pay attention. Lessons always arrive when you are ready. And if you can read the signs, you will learn everything you need to know in order to take the next step. My heart in every podcast episode of Self-Worth is to shine a light on that next step, one at a time. I am so glad you're here. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 162 of Self-Worth with Jacqueline Steele. Today, we're going to be talking about managing fear and worst case scenarios. This month, we have been focused on stress management, and I don't know about you, but this content is so helpful for me. I feel like my stress is shifting dramatically for the better, and this is the last episode of the month. The song of the month has been Heaven is Everywhere by Johnny Swim. How great is that song, by the way? Oh, I love it. Especially the line that the voice of a child is wiser than sages. I think of my son Roman, and he's just starting to say his first words, but I cannot wait to hear his thoughts about life. I feel like, they're just going to teach me so much. And our book of the month has been Present Over Perfect by Shauna Nyquist. Today, like I mentioned, we are going to chat managing fear and worst case scenarios. This episode is on the shorter side because I want to keep things really simple, because sometimes when we think about managing fear and worst case scenarios and how stressful all of that stuff can be, it can be overwhelming. So I want to keep this simple. Before I dive into the content, y'all know the drill. Sign up for my newsletter if you haven't, The Scoop. It is so high vibe. You can sign up for it in the show notes or on my website, jacquelinesteele.com. Also, my text message community, Sacred Rebel Affirmations, is so high vibe. If you don't know already, I am just trying to bring all the high frequencies to you on a very regular basis, whether it's through my newsletter, this podcast, my Instagram posts, my text messages, etc., TikTok, whatever. I want to lift you up. And you can opt in for these text messages by texting 480-531-6858 and then typing the word sacred. That's 480-531-6858. And that link is also in the show notes. And then lastly, if you've been enjoying this podcast, please leave a review. I would be honored. Okay, so let's do this. Several weeks ago on one of my Instagram reels where I was talking about how to overcome fear, someone asked, how do you do this from a health perspective? Meaning, how do you overcome fear from a health perspective? And this got me thinking. Fear is challenging always, but fear around health is a whole new level of fear, right? We don't want to lose someone or something we love, and we certainly have fear, or most of us do, around dying ourselves, right? And so I responded to this comment after thinking about it for a few days, and realized that this answer is beneficial for dealing with fear and worst case scenarios in general. And because we are talking about stress management this month, I thought sharing this would be quite timely because stress is rooted in fear and often rooted in fear of worst case scenarios, right? So the question was, how do you overcome fear from a health perspective? And here's my answer. Number one, health-related fear can be so daunting. I have experienced this several times. One very particular instance was when I was in labor for 32 hours and it came time to push, and I pushed for 45 minutes and then I had to have a C-section. I literally was being wheeled into the surgery room wondering if I was going to live. I was so exhausted and so confused and so uncomfortable. I didn't know if I was going to survive. So I understand what health-related fear can feel like. I've also had other health scares. I have had health scares for other people, meaning people I love, and being fearful for what is going to happen to them or what they're going through. So health-related fear can be incredibly daunting. But I like to think about stoicism. What can I control versus what is out of my control? Anything that I can control, I take action on. So if there's something that I can do about my health or for someone else, I take action on that. And anything I cannot control, I pray over it and I hand it to God. There are forces at work, my friends, that we don't see creating little miracles in our path consistently if we look for them. I believe that to the core of my being. And fear, even if it's not health related, you can apply this system the same way. What can you control versus what you can't control? Anything that you can't control, you have to let go. Pray on it. Give it to God. And anything you can, take action on it. And again, look for those miracles that are in our paths consistently. Number two, I have a core foundational belief that life is happening for me, not to me. While some of life's circumstances can be brutal, I do believe that our purpose here is to grow. And everything we experience is something our soul signed on for before we ever materialized, knowing it would be for our highest good and the highest good of those around us. And in that same vein, I believe every single soul is eternal, and we will never, ever truly be separated from those we love, ever. This belief has given me a lot of comfort.
This podcast episode is supported by Conscious Copper. This company sells my favorite EMF solutions. As many of you know, EMF, or electromagnetic frequencies, are all around us, and they are negatively affecting our health and peace of mind. No thank you. Conscious Copper, however, has created all sorts of wearable solutions to mitigate the effects of EMF. You can see the science behind their wearables and home products via their website, consciouscopper.com. But I will tell you, Sam and I have noticed a difference wearing these products. We both have the necklace and the bracelet, so we can coordinate depending on what we are wearing. And I also use the cell phone plugin daily. I use this without fail. As a health-conscious woman and a new mom wanting to protect her son from the damaging effects of EMF, Conscious Copper helps to give me peace of mind. And for me, that is priceless. Absolutely priceless. Head on over to consciouscopper.com and use code STEEL10 to enjoy 10% off of your purchase. That is consciouscopper.com and code STEEL, STEELE, 10 for 10% off your purchase. The details and the discount are also in this episode's show notes.
Number three, when I start feeling the fear sweep over me, I place my hand on my heart. I'm doing that right now as I'm sharing this with you. I breathe deeply and I ask, what are you trying to tell me right now? This may seem so simple, but the answers that have bubbled up have been profound. Sometimes our bodies want to be comforted by us. I've done this with my son before too. Told him he was so safe and loved and cherished when he was really upset. And he immediately started calming down and then fell asleep. So tune in with your heart, ask what it needs, and then listen to the answer and do it. Number four, I mentioned in the last couple episodes of this podcast that I've been reading a book called The Disappearance of the Universe. And in it, it talks about how healing our minds leads to experiencing life from a totally different perspective. And so much of that healing has to do with forgiveness, both of people we perceive have wronged us and forgiveness of ourselves. This forgiveness work has helped me to see life through a very different perspective as well, because I'm not so stressed out in my relationships with other people. I realize that everyone is just doing their best, and me holding a grudge against someone is essentially me holding a grudge against myself, since we are all connected and from the same source. This view has alleviated a lot of stress and turmoil in my life, and that has had a very positive effect on my personal health and healing. So if you are experiencing health-related issues, if you know someone who is, introducing forgiveness can have a very profound, profound effect. And even if it isn't health-related for you or this other person, introducing forgiveness can have a very, very profound effect. I talked about that in depth in the last two episodes. Number five, this is simple but not easy. Returning to the present moment. Eckhart Tolle has written books on this and they are so helpful. But returning to the present moment is everything when you're experiencing fear or you're spiraling into a worst case scenario. I remind myself, I have everything I need and more in this moment. I look around, I count my blessings, and this immediately shifts my energy. Being in the present moment, truly being in the present moment, it stops us from tripping over the past and getting caught up in the past. And it also stops us from future tripping, getting ahead of ourselves, overthinking, diving into worst case scenarios and fears. Being in the present is grounding. We have everything we need in this moment and more. We are so blessed. This shifts our energy. The key when it comes to managing fear and worst case scenarios is stopping within the eye of the storm. When you are feeling that wave of fear come over you, duck under it for a moment instead of trying to get above it. Ask yourself, like a stoic would, what can I control here versus what is out of my control? The more honest you are, the more peace you will feel. Then I think about my core belief that I shared that life is happening for me and not to me. Could this also be the case for you? And I know it's hard. Oh, I know it's so hard. Losing my dog Pippin last month threw me into so much grief. But losing her has also ushered in a stronger version of myself. I'm facing fear in a way I didn't know I was capable of prior to losing her. It's also put some things into perspective. Like, is that thing that just happened really worth getting upset over? Or is it just a blip? Nothing without a heartbeat is really worth getting upset about, you know? And yes, losing my precious dog still hurts. And it probably will hurt for a long time. But I feel her presence often. And I know I will see her again. And her sudden loss pushed me into a whole cocktail of opportunities for healing. She has been such a catalyst for my growth. Could this also be true in your life with whatever you're struggling with? Then check in. Place your hand on your heart. What is it telling you? What does it need from you? You can do this with others too. Check in with them on a heart level. And you don't have to physically touch them to do this. You can do it verbally or energetically. And you'll be amazed at what bubbles up. Remember, we're all from the same source. So that original frequency that we came from, we can connect with that and be able to connect with others energetically, psychologically, psychically. Then forgive, forgive, forgive. Life is hard sometimes, but if we allow bitterness and pain to take root, it only makes life harder. And then lastly, return to the present moment. Don't past trip, don't future trip, don't overthink it. Get grounded in the present. Do you have what you need right now? Breathe. Do what you can and leave the rest, trusting that life is happening for you. I know this isn't easy. And my gosh, if I could remove your pain and your fear for you, I would. But I also know that fear and pain are often some of our greatest teachers. And without them, we wouldn't be able to grow into the next version of ourselves. So I'll wrap up with this question. What would it feel like to really believe that life is happening for you and not to you? Thank you for listening today. I'm sending you so, so, so much love. You have been listening to Self-Worth with Jacqueline Steele. For more information, visit jacquelinesteele.com. And to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube under the same name. Light, love, and peace. Until next time.